It's not out of line to say Sister Lucille is one of the hottest bands in Missouri right now. At the time of writing this, they hold the number 3 spot in the state on the Roots Music Report for their new album, Alive. The record was number 15 on the National Roots charts and debuted at number 4 on iTunes. Sister Lucille is married couple, vocalist Kimberly Dill and guitarist Jamie Holdren, as well as drummer Kevin Lyons and bassist Eric Gwynn. Gwynn is retiring from the band and will be replaced by Reed Heron. Dill and Holdren came by our studios to talk about what it felt like to learn that Alive was doing so well on the charts.
We'd been up all night, so we were like sleeping in a little bit. It's like 10, and I hear my phone ding, and I look over, and it's one of our friends from Memphis saying, "Congrats, sis, you debuted at number 4. And I'm like,
yeah, which they're like some, I mean, we look up to those cats as a band called Ghost Town Blues Band.
Whoa. So it was awesome to get that message. And of course, I start screaming and he's like, "Oh," I said, "We're number 4. And he's like, "Would you be quiet? I'm trying to sleep." There was no going back to sleep for me.
For me, it was really whenever I actually got on my laptop myself, brought it up, looked at it, and seen my name next to Joe Bonamassa. And that's whenever I was like, holy.
Oh, yeah. He was number 5 that day. Peter Frampton was number 3, so Sister Lucille was a sandwich between Peter Frampton and Joe Bonamassa.
The same rings true for Holdren when it comes to the Missouri charts.
The state reports in all genres, country, blues, you know, the Hillbenders, they're on that chart, and we were actually
they were number 6.
Between three and seven, yeah, for the last 3 or 4 weeks on that chart, and to have my name next to the Hillbenders once again.
Yeah.
Let's give some props to Springfield and some of the wonderful musicians here.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
Your love is like seeing a blue sky.
Sister Lucille recorded Alive last year at Ardent Studios in Memphis.
Ardent Studios is a legendary studio. Everyone from B.B. King to Stevie Ray Vaughan to Led Zeppelin has had either recorded there or had their album mixed there. And there's literally a roster that's unbelievably long. So the whole time I was there, I was just in awe. And I really honestly feel like it made my playing better.
When it came time to mix the record, Holdren took a stab in the dark at trying to get a big name to help them out. Jim Scott in Los Angeles, who has worked with the likes of Tom Petty, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Wilco.
We got to go to L.A. to mix the album.
Really?
And Jim Scott.
Another living legend.
Who I just randomly reach out to in an email because I was having some trouble with the mix. And I was like, you know, what could it hurt? I mean, I'll never hear back from this guy ever, but because he was currently mixing like Tedeschi Trucks Band and
Marcus King
Band. And,
yeah,
and I send a message to Jim, and he sends me a message back a couple days later, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm actually from St. Louis," and he's like, you guys got a kind of a rocking little band.
So with the help of those at Ardent Studios in Memphis and Jim Scott in L.A., Sister Lucille is putting Springfield blues on the map.
For some hometown kids that have never really got to release a professional album, you know, worldwide, so to speak, and it's an unbelievable feeling. It makes you feel like that maybe all these years that I've stuck with it and been doing it, that if this was all I even ever got out of it, then I think it was plenty worth it.
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.